From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. An overhaul to the U.S.'s green card system is what's being called for by U.S. President Donald Trump if Democrats want to strike a deal over Dreamers and the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Mr. Trump said he wants to hire 10,000 more immigration officers and build a wall along the border. Last month, Mr. Trump announced plans to end DACA, an Obama-era policy that protects from deportation hundreds of children, of thousands of children, who were brought into the U.S. illegally as children. Mr. Trump announced his administration's immigration policy wish list as a letter to congressional leaders on Sunday. The U.S. and Turkey mutually suspended visa services after an American consulate employee was arrested in Turkey. Reuters' Pascal Davies reports.
Tension escalating in a brewing diplomatic crisis between Turkey and the U.S. after both the NATO allies suspended visa services in a tit-for-tat fallout. The U.S. mission to Turkey on Sunday suspended all non-immigrant services following the arrest of a U.S. consulate employee in Istanbul on Wednesday. He's accused of links to Fethullah Gulen, a cleric who the Turkish government blames for last year's failed coup. The self-exiled Islamic preacher lives in Pennsylvania. His extradition to Turkey has been sought to little avail. In retaliation for the U.S. visa cutback, Turkey's embassy in Washington blocked new applications from U.S. citizens in a statement using almost identical language.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sunday residents of Catalonia opposed to the regional government's effort to secede from Spain rallied in Barcelona. Last week, citizens voted overwhelmingly for independence, with 90% choosing to break with Spain, although the turnout was less than half of the electorate. Again, those Sunday opposed to the regional government's effort to secede rallied in Barcelona. Stuart King is a Catalan scholar at Monash University.
The referendum was declared illegal. Many of them didn't turn out to vote. And this is their opportunity now that there is actually the possibility, or the Catalan government is talking about declaring independence. This is their chance now to articulate their desire to remain within Spain.
Opinion polls have consistently suggested that more Catalans favor remaining in Spain rather than declare independence. A Bangladesh border official tells a French news agency that at least 12 Rohingya fleeing violence in Myanmar and seeking refuge in Bangladesh drowned late Sunday when their packed boat capsized. The report is that the bodies were those of 10 children, an elderly woman, and a man. More than half of a million people and Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar's Rakhine state for Bangladesh since late August. Analysts and rights workers say that since Rohingya militants attacked Myanmar security forces in August, the military has carried out a brutal crackdown, burning villages and killing women and children as they fled. A Sarajevo court Monday acquitted a former commander of the Bosnian Army of war crimes during the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. 50-year-old Nasser Oric was found not guilty of killing three Bosnian Serb prisoners of war in 1992. The court also acquitted an Oric subordinate of the killings that took place. The prosecution had alleged that Oric and his subordinate killed Serb captives in three villages. The divisive U.S. political scene was once again on display Sunday. U.S. President Donald Trump exchanged barbed tweets with Tennessee Senator Bob Corker of his own party, while Vice President Mike Pence walked out of a professional football game after some players protested against racism by kneeling during the playing of the national anthem. Mr. Trump wrote that he had refused to endorse Corker for a re-election race, which led the senator to drop out, saying Corker had begged for the endorsement. Corker is chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and was a prominent supporter of Trump during his 2016 presidential campaign. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.